like dogs worrying a bone, I tell you. But they surely have come in handy. And I was thinking, I tried to fugaboo my brother into bringing up a load of watermelons to sell. I passed this out for what it's worth. Somebody sure could make a little money on the side if he'd bring a load of watermelons to sell at the Florida Folk Festival. Because that's what a folk festival is. Are there any watermelon growers in this audience? Any here? Well, if there is, I'll see me after we break. And that puts me in mind of old Uncle Remus one hot July morning. He came perambulating down to the railroad station, and there in front of him was a monstrous big pile of green strippity-strippity watermelons. And he said, oh, look at that. I wonder where this watermelons came from. They ain't but one place they could have come from, and that's the United States of Georgia. But Lord, I bet them dead watermelons might cost money. And I ain't gonna spend no money on a watermelon, no sir. I'm gonna cut me a old stick and go down this big road and I was looking for an old cow which is strayed, and I'm a-going on down there alongside the fence, and I say, hi to that old yaller hammer a-tooting away up there in that old dead pine tree. And pretty soon, I see a little hole in the fence, and I goes through the hole in the fence, and I looks around, and there's a lot of tall green crabgrass. And I picks my stick and I pokes around in that crabgrass. And then something there started winking at me with little drops of dew all over. And I say, now look at that, what somebody's done. Somebody done plant a great big gold patch of watermelon and gone off and left up. And I thump around, and I find me one that holler back like a fool. I don't look no further. And if anybody except that old yaller hammer is watching, man, he see a sight. He see me bowl up my fist and bust that watermelon wide open. And then I mix my hand like a scoop, and I scoops me up a great big chunk of that rich, red, ripe, juicy watermelon, and I fetches myself a swipe across the face. And the more you see of my hand, the less you see of that watermelon. And then when there ain't nothing left but the old rhyme, I just turns around with my stick and I makes my way through that hole in the fence. And I goes home and I sits down on my piazza. And I sits there and nod cause I'm so full of sweetness. That is if the bumblebee don't get after me, cause there's as much sweetness on the outside as there is on the inside. And then my capacity allowing for it, I just cuts me another stick and I goes on down the road and to look for another cow which is lost.
Thank you, Thelma. Thank you.
Come to the church in the wild. Oh, come to the church in the pain. Close by is so dear to my child. And the little round church in the pain. In the valley by the wildwood, no love dear is found in the bay. No smart is so dear to my child as the little brown church in the bay.
Yeah. to record this. Bless his heart. We did this yesterday. It's a contemporary song about the problems. Sorry about that, Friday. About the problems that people have with hair. And the problem is, if you don't have any hair at all, you're in bad shape. And if you got too much, you're in trouble. So you can't hardly get the right amount of hair. And here's Rick to sing a contemporary song about it.
And I can't tell the boys from the girls. They all wear long hair and bouncy. Bye. We can go down to hell and come back again. How the diddle I am.
I don't want to get into national problems. By the way, I'm French from France, not from Canada. I'm sorry, cousin Thelma, but I'm not Canadian.
You're from Shady New York and Canada? No, Shady New York.
I live in Shady New York, but I was born in Paris. From Britain, ancestry. Was raised on the Riviera.
I didn't tell you.
I'm just one of those French.
Three ribbons sitting on a tree. Da 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 da. They were as black could be.
Together, we have the feeling that we are singing with ourselves. You know, we have the voice that matches very closely. And sometimes when...
Paris, il y a une vieille, oui. À Paris, il y a une vieille, oui. Qui a plus de 80 ans. Ramplamplam, la vieille. Qui a plus de 80 ans. Ramplamplam.
You see, that's where you come in. Right? Now don't let me down. Come in with a ram-plan-plan. Quand la vieille va à la danse, oui. Quand la vieille va à la danse, oui. Elle s'assit près d'un galant, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Elle s'assit près d'un galant, ram-plan-plan. Well, that's not a very enthusiastic ram-plan-plan, I must say. I hope you do better next time. Galant, si tu m'épouses, oui. Galant, si tu m'épouses, oui. Te ferais riche marchand, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Te ferais riche marchand, ram-plan. That's much better. Je n'épouse pas une vieille, oui. Je n'épouse pas une vieille, oui. Si je ne vois pas ses dents, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Si je ne vois pas ses dents, ram-plan-plan. La vieille se mit à rire, oui. La vieille se mit à rire. Et montra deux dents de devant, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Et montra deux dents de devant, ram-plan-plan. Il y en a une qui est déchaussée, oui. Il y en a une qui est déchaussée, oui. Et l'autre va brinque-ballant, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Et l'autre va brinque-ballant, ram-plan-plan. Le lundi l'a épousée, oui. Le lundi l'a épousée, oui. Le mardi l'a enterrée, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. Le mardi l'a enterrée, ram-plan-plan. Avec l'argent de la vieille, oui. Avec l'argent de la vieille, oui. J'aurais fille de 15 ans, ram-plan-plan, la vieille. J'aurais fille de 15 ans, ram-plan-plan. Thank you.
Thank you. softly sparkle beneath the bright moon. Nightbirds are crying, return to me soon. Oh, Florida, Florida, my heart you ever, for always the love of this man is Florida sand. Sand, sand is Florida sand. Sand, sand. Beautiful sun-kissed land, oh, Florida sand. Thank you very much.
Songs, even though they are called folk songs by some people, we usually sing traditional music only. But every so often one comes along that is just such a good song, we feel we have to learn it and we have to sing it. And we'd like to sing one of that type of song now. The name of it is Don't You Want to Travel Round the Mountain? And it was written by a good friend of ours, Richard Wilkie, from Albany, New York. And the theme of the song is based on a sailing trip he took down the Atlantic coastline.